Our Place, episode 565.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're okay, I think, aren't we?
Yeah. And at this point, I suddenly decided I needed to clear my throat.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it?
If it happened, it should have happened before, but it didn't. I mean, why not? These things don't happen when you want them, do they?
No.
Right.
So last time we spoke to you was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was 2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks, I believe. Yeah.
I think we were going to speak last week, briefly. But it would have been quite brief, I think.
Yeah.
But your Auntie Maureen came, didn't
she? Auntie Maureen came to visit us.
Excuse me, I'm still... And? Seriously croaking. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not sure why, because you haven't been croaking.
I've been all... No, exactly. Oh, well.
As soon as you start talking, you croak.
Yes.
Oh, well, start talking on a recorder, you croak. Because you've been talking to me all morning, but not without croaking.
Well, not all morning.
Anyway, yeah, we're both doing it now. Anyway.
That's catching.
So, yeah, 2 weeks ago. Since then, nothing really much happened last week until I went to Cardiff. Did it?
No.
So I went to Cardiff on Thursday night with Debbie. And I did some training on the Polaris. And that was on Friday. And then we came back Friday night. And that was very pleasant. And so on. And so, what is it? Saturday, Auntie Maureen came, as Angie just said.
That's right, yes.
And then over the weekend, we didn't do anything else.
Nothing that we don't normally do.
I've had a couple of pair of headphones to play with in the last couple of weeks because Link Light keep telling me the company, we sell the Classic 8, by the way. Link Light keep telling me to order headphones, try them out, tell them what they think, and then they'll refund me, which is quite handy. They seem to be, you know, which is very nice of them. And I think I've found a reasonably good pair for the gym now, which is the Fly 9. And I recommend those in terms of they don't have any distortion, but they don't have any HD protocols. In other words, they don't have any hi-fi protocols, but they do sound good. They're Bluetooth 5, and I've been playing Zombies Run with them, haven't I? And,
yes, I mean, you only got those yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon I got those.
We were supposed to get them the day before.
Yeah, those, and that was another thing. Amazon dropped them off in the wrong house.
Well, Amazon's courier. Well,
courier, and...
so the neighbour brought them round.
79, wasn't it, Angie?
Yes, brought them round Friday.
Yeah. So that was that. But I've been playing with a couple of pairs of headphones. Debbie's got one now and she loves them, but I didn't like them much because they distorted a bit. But I'm fussy, aren't I, Angie?
Yes.
So, news, a man and an 8-year-old girl die in a house fire in Hull.
Oh, dear. Mm. So that was my watch reading Sky News headline. And now Angie's got it on her watch.
Right on my watch.
All these noises. Mm. I was playing with a couple of pairs of headphones and things over the week and things like that. Other than that, nothing really happened, has it?
No, not until last Tuesday when you were reading your... I mean, nothing happened, but it was we had an interesting day. Tuesday, off and on, didn't we, amongst doing other jobs?
Yes, we found a talking recorder, haven't we?
There was something else, I think, happened Tuesday. Chris came round.
Yes.
We're looking with a view to install the Nest Hello...
Nest Hello doorbell.
Yes.
And we were talking about that, but...
And we need a different transformer to what our bell's on, and we're looking at that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as well as that, on your Reaper list, you just innocently came across, has anyone heard of this talking recorder? And didn't it come about because they said the LS100 is discontinued?
Yes, the lovely LS100, which I've got in my hand and I'm recording with now, has been discontinued.
There's nothing to replace it, so I don't know why they discontinued it. Maybe...
Yeah, now the talking...
It's probably not selling very well.
The talking recorder is not going to fully replace it because it's not multi-track anyway. I mean, although the multi-track bit isn't really that... Apparently it's doable. Neil Yu has said in his overview it's doable, but it's difficult. But you don't need multi-track if you've got Reaper anyway. You know, you can just record separate files and stick them on Traps and Reaper and you get more accessibility, don't you, really? But we found this recorder, so it's talking-recorder.com.
And out of curiosity, has anyone come back on that list and said they've tried it?
No.
So no one's tried it by the sound of it.
I don't think many people have heard of it.
No,
I hadn't heard of it.
I hadn't heard of it. It
comes from the Czech Republic.
Well, they manufacture it, but it's sold in America.
It's sold in America.
It doesn't seem to be sold in Europe that we can find.
It isn't. They told me, because I emailed them to see if we could get one to review and to look at, and I said I'd do a podcast with it and things like that.
Yes.
And so, you know, watch this space, we might do. And, you know, it is possible if they want that we might sell it if it's, you know, good. But I've yet to see it. So, yeah, that was, in fact, that my parcel might be today. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's possible. I don't know if they were sending it.
They asked for my address to send it to, and...
basically, folks, what he means is we had a parcel this morning and he's just thinking it might have been that.
Yeah, it might have been a recorder. It's about, you know, it's the right size for a single item like that.
Now, it isn't very expensive, so unless somebody's heavily subsidising it, I don't believe it'll be... It may be like the LSP4 in quality. I don't think it would replace the LS100, really, will it?
No, but I don't think the LSP4 is bad, having said all that.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is that the LS100 has many more features, I think.
Yes.
This other one, we did read the manual Tuesday night. We found the manual.
Such
we were
as
both
it is.
Curious.
Such as it is.
So and yes, exactly. It's very terse. It doesn't tell you an awful lot.
No.
You compare it with something like the LSP4 manual, which I've read, and that goes into all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like the recordings they've done and in which formats and how long the battery's lasted. Things like this goes into nothing like that. We don't know...
No, like, for example, it will say in the settings, select your recording format, but it won't list all the recording formats.
I think it
formats.
Says there's 10 qualities?
10 qualities,
of
which...
recording.
And it sounds like they're all presets, so I don't know how much control you've got over it.
I don't know about that. But I thought you could go through it like with the Olympuses and set
possibly,
your,
yeah.
So
possibly.
That's how I understand.
Yeah.
It's my understanding of the manual.
Yeah.
Because there's a few, I'm not sure if it's 10 qualities anywhere. Do we have on the Olympuses? I'm not really sure. I can't say I've counted them.
I don't know, but they do have dictation. They have what they call scene settings, don't they?
And, but I'm talking about between MP3 and RAV. I'm talking about PCM and MP3, really.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has settings, I think, doesn't it? For you can plug mic into it.
Yeah, and you can also disable auto gain control.
Yeah, you can disable
apparently.
Auto gain, but it doesn't tell you how to
turn up and down the volume of the recording.
To use it on manual level, it doesn't tell you where that is. It's very terse.
Yeah, very terse manual. But anyway,
but it'll be interesting to see it.
It will. Yeah.
We'd like to see one. They said we could.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. So that was just innocently heard of that, and it's fully talking, isn't it? And
yes.
So, although something I heard said nearly everything talks, I thought, what? Because it's made for the blind.
Yeah.
So it's something we're going to have to find out.
Yeah.
It has 12 gig of memory on board.
Which is good.
I think you can put an SD card in.
You can put an SD card in as well,
Again, it doesn't tell you, can you put a HCSD in or whatever sort of SD, it just says SD.
Yep.
Doesn't say what it's been tested with, like sizes of SD or anything like that. But 12 gig's pretty good anyway.
Mm.
I find 8 gig to be quite good, and that's using 16-bit.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then I got curious because we were looking at that. I thought, all right, what is out there? Supposing the LSP4 disappears, what can I have? Now, I will tell you the truth. While I was looking at all that, I thought, all right, we're looking at this, but what else is out there? And so, of course, I stumbled onto the ones that we know about, some of them. Well, we do, don't we? The Zoom IQ6 and 7 and all that
you plug into
an
iPhones,
iPhone.
Yeah.
And there's loads. And if you use something like just press record, it will let you use, and I don't know if it would work on all of these mics, I'm going to assume it should, but I'm not going to assume, I'm imagining it will. You can get really high quality 24-bit up to 96K 24-bit recordings if you use, and just press record, it does say when people talk about it, it is voiceover friendly, which we know. they know about voiceover, they've worked on that.
Yeah.
So there is another possibility for a fully talking. Of course, the annoyance with that, I must admit, I'm curious to see how these things work, but I'm not going to buy one just for that, because as yet, I don't need anything like that. You would have to plug it in as you need.
I don't think they'd be as good as a dedicated recorder.
They're not
recorder.
As good. No, they're not. I heard someone did a demo, and this was only through my iPhone speaker, and I could tell the difference as well, just through that speaker in mono, with the IQ6, I think.
Yeah.
And his Zoom H4N, because the mics are based on those capsules.
Yeah.
And it was good, but you could tell that the H4N had more bandwidth.
Yes.
But the review I read about the top 10 microphones.
Well, if you'd done your research properly, you should have listened to headphones. And then you really have the difference.
If I wanted to buy one, I would have done that more, but I don't want to buy one. I've always been curious about these, though. Mm. I must admit. But I've been put off buying one because people, I think I've heard that its own recording apps are fiddly, on the Zoom ones.
Are fiddly,
are usable, but fiddly.
Yeah.
But I think I've heard, something's put me off it anyway, I can't remember what.
Mm.
But I knew you could use it with other apps. I mean, you can use some of them with voice memos and, you know, the voice memos app on your phone. But if just press record, I don't know how long that's been about, I would be willing now if that happens to be what I have to buy, because that works with it and they say built-in. I don't know which ones, because I couldn't find anyone who'd test. I couldn't find by Googling around if anyone had tested it with any of these. But you can get, you know, the higher quality recordings. Well, I never record in anything above 16-bit anyway.
No, there are.
So that would be fine for me. But I don't need one as now.
There are.
But I'm curious about
them. I would suspect that there are other issues with recording using your iPhone, to be honest, or any phone, and that is radio noise. That is noise from the 3G, 4G signal.
Well, I did find a rather rubbishy manual, I don't know, for a Zoom IQ6, and it said... Yeah. You know, you could turn off just put it in airplane.
You'd have to
mode.
Put it in airplane mode to do proper recording.
But of course, you won't if you're out and about. You'll take the risk.
So I think you'd get noise. Yeah. I think you would get if you really examined it. You'd probably get noise.
But this recording I heard was, and for most of the sort of things that I would do, it would be fine. I wouldn't like it over an LSP4 or anything like that. But if ever I need to, they are cheaper as well. Some of them are. Or that Rode's mic was like $200 or something.
Mm.
That's quite expensive in the list of top 10 mics that they said.
Yeah.
And they said they won't be as good, but it said they're tiny by comparison. They are tiny mics. You wouldn't expect them to be as good. You know. And of course, you plug it in via it has a light. They have a lightning connector, and you plug them into your iPhone.
Yeah.
But of course, you'd plug them in as you want them. You wouldn't be able to leave them plugged in your iPhone, I don't think that is what you'd do. You'd have to plug them in as an extra thing. So I wouldn't have one to take out and about with me as opposed to an LSP4, unless it is considerably smaller, I guess. So I'm not out for buying one, but they have always made me curious.
Mm.
And as things stand at the moment, it looks like at least some of these would be very usable with using just press record, which I haven't bought because, again, I don't need that at the moment.
Mm.
But were I going to use something like that? Although I do like the idea that there's a big red button on your watch and you just press it and it records. At the moment, I've got voice memos in case I need to make a note anywhere, which is rare. And there's a couple of presses to get that recording. You go into it and then press record.
Yeah.
So this is obviously, but it's like £4.99 for something. I
assume just press record puts the record button on your home screen, does it?
You put it, I don't know where it, well, it probably puts it wherever you put it on your phone. But again,
on your watch, I mean.
On your watch, you'd put it where you wanted it, on your face, wouldn't you?
So the record button itself would be on the face, would it?
Yeah.
And then you just tap it to record.
I'm assuming I could put it where I put voice memos, but it's a big button.
Yeah.
And so they've had to make it that it will go as one of the complications. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It does sound fabulous, you know.
Mm.
But I'm not a cheapskate in most things, but strangely, I'm not an app buyer.
Yeah.
Which is quite strange, isn't it? I'm not. I'll buy a good pair of headphones, but I'm not an app buyer.
You don't know why.
No, I don't know why. I'm not really an app buyer. I think, well, I might not use that. I might not. Or, you know, I'm not saying I've never bought apps, because it's not true. I mean, yeah, I have in the. You know, I'm sure I must have. Well, most of mine of what you've bought, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're on the same Apple ID, and if not, we'd use family sharing. On the Chirp, I would have bought, I like that as an app, I would have bought, and, you know, things like that. But I think if I can get away with the same with voice memos, why am I going to buy another app? So, anyone using just press record...
It comes down to convenience, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does, but because I don't need it daily...
Because you can't put the voice memo on your as a complication.
I have got it as a complication.
Yeah, no, but you've got the app as a complication. You haven't got the record button as a complication.
No, I've got the
That's
app.
That's the difference, isn't
well,
it?
Well, all I so have you can to press do, with one... all I've got to do is... It doesn't speak it strangely, the top left one. Voice memos.
Yeah, but that's two
your,
clicks.
And then there's your record button.
That's
big
two
button.
Clicks. I believe just record is just one click record from the face.
But that didn't take me long, did
See?
It?
No, it doesn't take you long. It so, also doesn't do wave, does it?
No, I don't think it will on your watch. I don't know. I couldn't find out if just press record does wave on your watch. But you've got to be careful, because it's a bit big. You don't want that on your... Well, it depends how long it's going to be.
Yeah, but wouldn't it upload it to your phone? When it's
eventually
finished.
Somebody said it was slow. I see a review. I mean, you know, it does put them on your phone.
Yeah.
Keeps the last 12 you've done on your watch, as well.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And of course,
yeah.
I've got voice memos, and I've tried it, and I've got that on my watch. I've got a recording I made. Which, if you're just going to make notes, voice memos is good enough. See, I don't need it suddenly or instantly, do I?
Yeah, there's another app which I've never tried yet called Just Record for Wear as well. Not the same people, I don't think. It's Just Record rather than just press record.
Yeah.
I think it's called Just Record for Wear or something like that. Yeah. So you can actually put a voice recorder on your Wear OS watch as well.
Mm.
You know. And then,
as I say, if ever I wanted to invest in one of these mics ever, then just press record.
Yeah.
I'd want to invest in it, because it would allow me to do...
Yeah.
Didn't I'm assuming it should do stereo. Again, I couldn't find that out. Couldn't find any of that.
Yeah, I would check that.
I couldn't find out, even in looking in through the...
Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
No.
So, I mean, you'd buy it and then it wouldn't do stereo and you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do stereo on your iPhone, only if you've got one of these mics. You won't do stereo.
But if you bought one of those mics, you just said you'd buy Just Press Record. Well...
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't. I'd use the Mics app.
If it's accessible.
You know.
If it's accessible.
Zoom is, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it still is. They only let you go up to 96... 16-bit, which is all I ever use.
The Zoom does?
Yeah, and it's one of the cheaper.
Yeah.
The IQ6 and IQ7.
But if Just Press Record lets you go up to 24-bit...
Yeah, but
I can't imagine they would limit that to mono. Because
no,
what's the point of having recordings that quality?
Well, anybody who's using it, tell us. We want to know.
Yeah.
I'm curious, because I am curious. I've always been interested in these things. But I've always been put off by buying one, because I have heard that it's fiddly. The Zoom app was fiddly. This is like some years ago as well.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't replace an LSP4. Let's face it, it's not going to do that, is it?
No. I like the LSP4. It's a nice little...
Yes, it is. It's a nice
little machine.
It would need to be... For me to carry it around out and about, it would need to be tinier. And I'm not sure it would be... Because that's tiny.
Yeah. It's very small.
Because the Zoom's got a wheel on it, on the mic, so it's not going to be tiny, is it?
No.
It's got a wheel to adjust mic gain.
And you've got a wire between them.
You've got a connector you have to plug in.
Yeah.
Which, again, surely, how long is it? I'm assuming it's not. I know nothing about them.
No.
And I don't know any... I have no friend who has one that I can see or feel, just because I'm curious. And anyway, looking at all this just made me curious. I really wanted to know what was out there. Should it be needed, you know?
Yeah.
At the moment, it's not needed, but I am curious. So, yeah, curious minds and all that. So that's our Tuesday, really, isn't it?
Yep.
So I can't wait to see this recorder to see what's it like. How good is it? Again, I don't think I need to replace my... LSP4, unless there's anything that's more accessible that I might like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we really don't know enough till we get our hands on it. So that's all good fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's it for Tuesday. I don't know what else.
Well, there wasn't a lot else.
No,
was
this
there?
Week's been just, no, not
just
really.
Just work?
Normal.
Just normal work?
Yeah, just everyday stuff.
But
until it comes to when I did my little tiny little bit of, review is the wrong word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, well, I explain it on the review, so I don't really need to. I recorded basically what Vector says when the weather is cloudy. Not what he says, the noise. He makes a different noise in cloudy weather than he does in clear weather. Some of you will have heard, and many of you will have heard what he sounds like when the weather's clear. It's this lovely tinkly sound, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to put that on at the end of the podcast, are we?
Well, we might as well, actually, now, haven't we? Because I don't think we've got anything else to say. So
no.
We could say goodbye and everything else and then tack it to the end, can't
we? I don't think there's anything else. I didn't mean finish the podcast now unless you've got nothing else to say.
I haven't, though. That's the trouble.
That's all right. But what I meant was we'll tack that recording on to the end of the podcast.
Yes.
So people can hear the sound it makes when it's cloudy weather.
Yeah.
And we'll finish with your explanation of it. You know,
yes,
of all that.
Yes, I have no more. I don't know if you have. I've got nothing. So,
no, I don't think so. As I say, I got these headphones on Friday, yesterday, and I went for a walk with Debbie to the post office. And I've always found it difficult to get headphones that stay in my ears, you know, like for the gym or whatever. And these seem to do it because they're a different shape, and they're also pretty good quality. At first, I didn't think they had any bass, but they've got bass kind of when you need it, if that makes sense.
More subtle, then.
More subtle bass. They did surprise me. And so I'll see if I can put an Amazon link to that. Those headphones, which are the Link-like Fly 9 headphones, and they're pretty good. Be quiet, phone. Watch, rather. The Link-like Fly 9 are the headphones I'm talking about, and they're headphones. They're not truly wireless. They're headphones that are earbuds, but they have a neck band on them, so they actually lie on the back of your neck, and they have two little weights that hold them down. Not heavy at all. That you hardly know they're on, in fact. And then you just put the headphones in your ears, and then you've got a controller with three buttons on, which is up volume, down volume, and play pause. And play pause is also power. That's pretty much all there is to them. As I say, disappointed that they don't do HD audio, but they do audio, and they are Bluetooth 5. And so they're worth a look. And I'll put them on Amazon link, and then, you know, if on the show notes. So if anyone wants to see them, buy them, whatever, that'll be great. So I think that's going to do it for this week. What say you?
Yes, I think so.
Yep. And so don't forget, you can write to us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to get more information, and also to find out how you can listen over the phone if you've got no internet, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services. And so with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you, of course, next time. And I'll leave the last word to Angie. We're going back in time. So, over to you, Angie.
Hi, all. I'm going to now try and see. I think the weather is just right for this. I'm going to see. I want to get Vector's response for what it's like when it's cloudy. For those who don't know who Vector is, go back to a few... the unboxing of Vector, probably, to tell you who Vector is. And we also got him to show us the weather, and it was clear, and you get different noises between whether it's clear or cloudy. And I just wanted to see what happens now when I ask the weather, because it should be cloudy enough today. It's very dull here. So I'm hoping he gives me this really nice, interesting sound for cloudy weather. Hey, Vector. What's the weather like?
9 degrees and cloudy.
Sorry. So there you are. You might remember, those of you that heard it, that when it was clear, you had a sort of more a tinkly almost kind of noise. Cloudy, you get like a bird noise, don't you? So, yeah, there we are then.